Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. This is the Depot Provera helpline.
Yes.
Hi, do I have Lisa Hill on the line?
Correct.
Hi, good morning, Lisa. My name is Randy. Randy Reese, mm-hmm. like the peanut butter cups, Miss Hill, and this is a recorded line. Did you want to see if you qualify for the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Bear with me. Let me pull that up for you. Okay, and just to confirm, Miss Hill, it is Lisa Hill, correct?
Okay.
That's my daughter's name. I'll remember that one, Miss Hill.
Okay.
And I have 601-549-2504, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sometimes these calls do become a little weird on the audio, so I wanted to make sure I have your number. If we do become disconnected, I will immediately call you back, but when I call you back, it's from my desk phone, and it's a 949 number, okay?
Oh.
Just to give you a heads up on that. So you're clipping off. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you good.
Okay, good. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, all right. So let me pull up this deal. And so again, just to repeat, Randy Reese, Peanut Butter Cups, we are on a recorded line. And Ms. Hill, you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit, correct?
Right.
And have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, Ms. Hill?
Yes.
You have already signed documents with another law firm?
Oh, no.
Okay, so again, let me ask it again. Have you gotten an attorney to assist you with filing the claim already?
No.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I have to ask this one again, and I have to ask everybody, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this matter? But again, Ms. Hill, most importantly, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another firm?
Right. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Ms. Hill, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Now, ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
And do you remember your date of diagnosis, Ms. Hill?
My date, November the 20th, 2019.
Oh, I'm sorry, right before the holidays, too.
Yeah.
So I have November the 20th of 2019, is that correct?
19.
Correct. So again, you're clipping a little bit. So 11/20/2019.
19, right.
And what is your date of birth, Ms. Hill?
6671.
And I have June 6th of 1971.
Yes.
Thank you. And let me just keep typing in a couple things here. And while I do this, I did just send you a text message. No need to click on it right at the moment, but that is me and my contact information as well as my email, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, ma'am, you're welcome to pass that on to any other ladies that you may know that want to inquire about the Depo Provera claim, okay?
Okay.
Now, did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Did you ever use the generic?
No. Don't think so, no.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, Ms. Hill?
I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And then within that 1 year, can you confirm that within any one of those years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
I saw you in March 2006.
Okay. And when did you stop using it?
In November or 2009.
I was going to say, those are usually right around the diagnosis date is what they are when people stop using it. So, and as well, so you gave me a diagnosis date back there of the 20th, and so the last time you used it would have been the 19th of 2019 in November. Do you think?
Yeah, probably so, yeah.
Okay. Did you use it before you went to the doctor, I guess, as most people would have.
Yes.
Yeah, I
Yes.
know. I'm sorry. Had you
Yeah.
known, though, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Carl, baby, I bled like a hog.
I know. And then again, you started using it in March of around 2015. Do you remember if that was at the beginning of the month, middle of the month, end of the month?
It was sort of in the middle of the month.
Okay, so safely I would be able to put March 15th, 2015. So that'll get them close in your records, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then the medical issue that we had here is you were diagnosed with meningioma. Ma'am, can you please confirm your gender for me?
A female.
And I have, it's Lisa, Lisa. Is that your correct spelling?
Yes, LISA.
And then I have Hill. Hill, is that correct?
Right? Correct.
I tell you, my daughter, now I don't actually need this, but my daughter's middle name is Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie, that's her name.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is there any suffix to your name, ma'am?
No.
And I have as your email Lisa Ann Brown 6671 at gmail.com. That's Ann with two N's.
Yes.
And then as your phone number, I have 601-549-2504.
Correct.
Is this a text, email? I mean, a cell phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer phone, text, or email to be contacted?
Phone text.
Okay. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Any day, cause I'm in my office, so it'll be any day, anytime.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your address, please?
216 Avenue,
I'm sorry,
Ashbury, Mississippi.
you clipped off. I have 216.
Okay, South 16th Avenue, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 39401.
Do love that part of the world.
I know, right?
No, I do actually. Hattiesburg, M. Yes. There it is. Wait a minute. I have 216 South 16th.
216. It's 216 South 16th Avenue,
Avenue.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
I found it, ma'am. Thank you. Is
Okay.
there any apartment or anything?
No, just a house.
Okay, and that's in Forest County, 39401.
Correct.
All right, ma'am. And where did you get your diagnosis happened? And I can help get the address and everything off Google. Where were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
Forest General Hospital.
Forest?
Forest.
How do you spell that?
Forrest.
Okay.
General Hospital.
I found it.
Okay.
That's it in Hattiesburg. Thank you.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to copy and paste this. And it's got their phone number. It's got their address. That's on US 49. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And was there a specific doctor you saw when you went there, Ms. Hill?
Dr. David Lee.
David Lee. Okay. Thank you. And is that also the same facility you were treated at?
Yes.
Okay. Let me copy and paste it again then. And was David Lee, was he also the doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Oh, perfect for knowing that. Thank you. So sorry you had to go through this, Ms. Hill.
Yes.
And I'm going to get to asking you in a second here how you're doing.
Okay.
But bear with me because I do want to ask about that. Okay.
Okay.
We will attempt to get your medical records. Can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Do you have it? And have you've seen them, correct?
Yes, I have seen them.
Okay. So if needed, you could get them and provide them. If we're unable to get them for you, you could provide them either mail or electronically, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And for pulling your medical records, what is your Social Security number, ma'am?
427-17-0185. 0185? 41. 4185.
Plus, I'm old, too. I do apologize, and I know your birthday. I'm older than you.
Oh.
Okay. Actually, do I know it yet? I do. Okay. So, all right. Now, when you went to the pharmacy, did he prescribe medications for you, like at home, pain meds, anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. And hold on. And he's still at Forest General, so there's a lot of copying and pasting, but I have the information, so thank you. And when you went to get your prescriptions, did you like go to Walgreens, Walmart? Where did you go?
Walgreens, Hattiesburg.
Walgreens, Hattiesburg. How far away is Hattiesburg from like Biloxi?
Like an hour away.
Do you ever go there?
All the time.
Then maybe you've seen my aunt. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Walgreen, Hattiesburg. Yeah. Okay. And is that the one on Highway 98, Turtle Creek? Highway 49. I got it. 613049. Yeah, the internet makes it easy to find a lot of this stuff nowadays.
Yes, it does.
39-401, and it's even got the phone number for him. Okay, 601-545-6959. Okay. And prior to you getting the meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis before that, Ms. Hill?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Let's go back up. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. And just to confirm, your birthday is 6-6-1971.
Yes.
And you've already given me this. I'm just going back and confirming. And then you told me the diagnosis date was 11/20/2019, correct?
Correct.
And you started using it approximately mid-March, the 15th of 2015, and you stopped approximately November 19 of 2019, correct?
Correct.
And Lisa Hill, Lisa Ann Brown, 6671. Okay, so far we're looking like we are complete. Now, how are you doing now?
Pretty good.
Okay, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Doing good. And this last question, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you and ensuring that we can continue your case for you. Typically, we only contact you if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Can you give me the name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Okay, you can put my daughter down.
Okay.
Her name is Cooper, ELUNION COOPER.
Thank you. And what's Ms. Cooper's phone number?
601-549-8183.
I have 601-549-8183.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And she's your daughter. Now, in the
My
event
daughter.
that, oh, that's nice. My daughter's Lisa, as you know. In the event that you were unable to access your email, would she be, can she, can I put your email as her contact for email on this as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and one more thing to copy over here. And then we do have a firm that will take your case, but I do have another question to ask. And let me go back up here. I asked how you were doing. You're doing fine. Are you still on any medications?
No,
Okay.
not for
Okay,
not for
good.
that.
Good. Okay, so you're off meds. Do you have like fear of remission or anything? I mean,
Well, yeah.
coming back, I'm sorry.
Well, a little, just a little.
Okay, so mild anxiety.
Yeah.
But you don't let it bother you, is what it sounds like.
No.
Good for you. Okay, mild anxiety. And like I said, you're doing well. You said doing well. Thank you for
Yeah.
that. And I'm actually very glad to hear that. Now, I'm just looking back. Have you ever done documents via DocuSign before yourself? Have you done that?
Have I done what?
Signed documents via DocuSign.
I did it before.
Okay, that's what I was asking. So bear with me. And it's doing its thing right now. Oh, you know what? I have not logged in yet this morning. We're in California, as I mentioned, so I just started the day this morning. And I got to deal with such a n I'm sorry, go ahead.
How's the weather in California?
You know what? It's cool at night. The weekend, Saturday it was in the 80s, but yesterday it was a little bit cooler.
Oh, okay.
But overall, it's going to be cold. It's not like they say on TV. It gets cold.
Yeah.
But the thing is what a lot of people don't realize is that our like my plums and things like that, they have to lose their leaves, and it almost has to get to freezing, or they won't get a very good crop of fruit come the springtime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, where you guys live, it's a whole a lot of other stuff that you're growing and good stuff.
Yeah.
But we have the citrus out here, just like more like Florida.
Okay.
Hang on, okay. I've got the document here. Lisa Hill, Lisa Ann Brown, 6671 at gmail.com. Okay. That document's coming your way. It's spinning right now. It's going to come both via email as and text. It's probably easiest to just go ahead and access it via text. And if you want to put me on speaker, but at this point I'll kind of be quiet. But I do want to let you know two things while you're doing that. Just go ahead and click on the tech, and you follow the prompts. A couple things. You don't need to download the DocuSign app at the end because it's automatically going to deposit a copy of this document into your email. That's why I actually confirm the email right there at that point. And the other thing about it is that in the form, but you haven't asked me, but I wanted to tell you, the attorneys we work with, the fee is the standard tort fee, and it's 60% to you, 40% to the firm, and that's only in the event if they're successful in your claim. If for any reason they're not successful in the claim as hell, there will be no out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever. And I do want to tell you, I do appreciate you participating in these lawsuits because really the only way you're going to get Big Pharma to stop putting profits before people is by participating. I mean, you get it. I know you do. And again, I'm really sorry that that had to happen to you. So if anything, maybe we could get a little bit of justice for you through the claim.
Okay.
And then I sent you another text, and again, you don't need to open it right now, but the first one I sent you, Ms. Hill, is my contact information, as I mentioned, email and all that. And then the second one is the firm that the attorneys that represent you. It's Pulaski AD4. It's abbreviation for four names, but Pulaski. And I sent you their phone number as well. And then once you've signed that document, what'll happen is we forward it over to them. First, it goes through our compliance team, and then that will go over to them. But within, and these guys are really fast about it, you're going to get an introductory call. It's basically just going to be introducing themselves and verifying the information, is contact information, what have you, is correct. And then your claim is filed.
Okay. And how long would it take before I know anything?
That depends on the courts, to be honest with you. If you want, you could go onto Google, and two things you can Google is average time for depo settlements. And then the other thing you can Google if you want to is average settlement amount. You could check out both of those if you want. I really am not at liberty to talk dollar amounts, but again, I can steer you to Google. And every case is different. Now, you did really good at providing the information and where they're going to get the medical records. And again, the medical records that you are able to obtain if requested. So, you know, everything, just be responsive to anything they ask and do what you can, and that'll help move your case along quicker.
Okay. I'll send and sign the document.
Okay, Ms. Hill, you have a blessed day. And again, thank you for participating. And if I missed anything, I will give you a call back. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. You have a blessed day, okay?
Okay.